10:29 on DBCR, Talk of Our Shire, sponsored by the Donnybrook Bailing Up Chamber of Commerce. And the next guest is Angie from the Leshnot Biosecurity. G'day, Angie.
G'day, how are you, Barry?
Leshnot Biosecurity, what's that all about?
Okay, well, Leshnot Biosecurity Group is a not-for-profit group that is formed under the Biosecurity and Agricultural Management Act. I won't go too deeply into that, but we're a recognised biosecurity group, which means we're recognised by the Minister, and the Minister, she forms the biosecurity groups, and there's 14 recognised biosecurity groups across the state.
And their function?
Our function is to assist private landowners and land managers with the management of declared pests on their land.
And the declared pests, main ones you're concerned with?
So mainly in our operational area, which is the shires of Donnybrook, Dardanup, Caypor and Bunbury, but we only do a little bit of Bunbury. Our pests are arum lily in the weed space, arum lily, blackberry, bridal creeper, cape tulip, cotton bush and Patterson's curse. And in the vertebrate space, we do rabbits, foxes and feral pigs.
So Watsonia doesn't rate a mention?
Not at this point, but it is a pest.
Yep. Indeed. So in public areas, it's the government's responsibility. On private land, there's a owner's responsibility.
Under the BAM Act, the Biosecurity and Agricultural Management Act, landowners have a responsibility to manage pests on their land, declared or not, but the declared pests in particular.
And so what support can you provide to them?
So we're providing all sorts of support. At the moment, we're about to roll with our K5 program, which is a Khaleesi virus program that's for rabbit control. We tell everybody it's not a silver bullet. There's, you know, you need to do a whole lot of strategies around rabbits. We've had them for nearly 200 years and we're not going to fix it overnight. The K5 is a virus and it is target specific, so there is no risk to your dogs, to your chooks, there's no risk to anything else. It is specifically aimed at rabbits. We're asking people to register with us at the biosecurity group for the K5 program, and what we do is we do a pre-feed of clipped oats, and the landowner does that, and we mix up the inoculated oats and we give that out to the landowners. This is all free for our ratepayers. We give it out to the landowners and the landowners then feed the rabbits, the idea being that the rabbits will then wander off and won't be seen again.
That's what we hope for.
That's what we hope.
So this, it's funded through the levy, which some people may or may not be aware of.
So yeah,
do you want to talk about that?
So the declared pest rate is, in our operational area, we rate people from 1 hectare to 10 hectares. It's $45 a year, and above 10 hectares it's $60 a year. And what that does, the government also match that dollar for dollar, so the Department of Primary Industries Regional Development match it dollar for dollar. And with that money, we do things like the K5 release. We're trialling a hog-on program at the moment, which is a feral pig management tool. Foxes are very tricky, but we're looking at all sorts of options for them. We do integrated weed management plans for people who contact us. We'll go out, assess the property and give them a whole plan around how to manage weeds. We have numerous resources that people can borrow from us. And again, for our ratepayers, this is all free. You've paid for it in your rate. So like we've got this whoop-de-doo state-of-the-art spray unit that people can use. We've got traps. We have tree poppers. We've got, you know, we've got heaps and heaps of stuff that people can borrow from us.
Right. Yeah. So the idea of setting up these biosecurity groups rather than having a government department, it's sort of getting back to more community control. That's the idea behind it.
And it's actually ground up so that people come to us and tell us what their concerns are in terms of pests. So like, for example, you mentioned Watsonia. If enough people report Watsonia, so one of the things we do, we administer for the operational area, we administer the My Pest Guide reporter, which people can get as an app on their phone. You actually report it to, there's a whole lot of drop downs. You report it to Leshnot Biosecurity Survey, and data is what we need. So we encourage people to use the My Pest Guide reporter. Data is what we need. So if enough people report Watsonia as a pest in this area, we can then go to DPIRD and say, hey, look, we've had this many reports. This is a problem for people in this location. Can we please go through the process of having that declared? So it's people identifying what the needs are on the ground.
Okay. And so can community members be actively involved?
Absolutely, they can.
What ways are there that people can participate?
So you can go on our website and become a member of the biosecurity group. And once you're a member, you could join our board. And we're always looking for board members. So if anybody's interested, anybody's listening, please contact us at the biosecurity group. We can have people involved in supporting other landowners. We can have people involved in, you know, providing information. We can have people help with coordination. We've got a whole lots of roles that we can get people involved with. Right. Even people doing things like, you know, helping with our newsletter. Our comms officer Donna is here and does the newsletter, and Donna's always looking for stories and content for newsletter. So if you've got anything at all that you think would be useful, get it through to Donna. Any content she's interested in.
Well, we might go to some music, Angie, and then come back and just finish this conversation off.
Cool.
10:39 on DBCR. My guest in the studio today is Angie from the Leshanot Biosecurity. And you have an office in Donnybrook?
Very close to Donnybrook. Our office is just north of town, so north of the Maldine Estate, on the right-hand side, on the left-hand side, if you're heading into Bunbury. It's 18302 South Western Highway, a little red roof house opposite the cherry orchard.
There you go.
And we love people to come and visit us, so feel free to drop in.
Okay. And your website?
Our website is www.lbginc.org.au, and you can get all our contact details from the website.
So that's National Biosecurity Group Inc.
Yep.
.org.au.
Yep. And also we're on Facebook and we're on Instagram.
Yep.
And just while I'm on that subject, if you want us to, we try and involve ourselves in lots of community events. So we do markets, we do things like the Donnybrook Apple Festival, Bull and Barrel, those kind of events. We're really keen to be more involved in community events so we can talk to people and meet people. So if people want us to come to an event, contact us. Or if people would like us to come and talk to their groups, talk about what we're about, we're happy to do that as well.
And I'll use this quote before. The Aboriginal people talk about country needs people. So
yes,
we need people in the country to contain these things. So
absolutely, we do.
They're not just going to go away. We've got to be actively involved.
Absolutely, we need people to take ownership and carriage of this and work with us. And we need community support to help us with that.
Very good. Thanks, Ange.
Thanks, Barry. Nice to talk to you.